Kenneth Cole, thanks so much for joining us today on World AIDS Day. You're launching a new campaign. It's called We All Have AIDS. What does that mean?
It's essentially a message of solidarity to address the stigma today, which is the single greatest encumbering force in curing this disease. Essentially, the message is, if anyone has it, we all have it. If it exists anywhere, it exists everywhere. Some people have it medically, but we all have it culturally, socially, spiritually. So, and we're all living with in the devastation that has followed. So,
and in what ways do you plan to get the message out?
What we've done is, so to the degree you can address the stigma, you can get people comfortable with addressing their status. One can make an extraordinary difference, because apparently, according to the World Health Organization, as many as 95% of the people living with HIV do not know they have it. So then one naturally says, well, if we can somehow get people to be comfortable with the stigma, which is the reason they don't want to deal with it, because they essentially are often ostracized from their communities and often their families, if we can ease that in any way, then and we could get even 5% of those people to address their status and their health, their sexual health, their physical health, we can affect millions of people immediately. So that's the goal, and we've chosen and reached out to the appropriate role models, individuals that have often celebrities, but they've been activists and they've addressed the various AIDS-related issues over the years, and they've done it articulately, and they've done it passionately, and they've been genuine in their efforts for as long as 20 years.
The messaging, though, seems to be not only directed at the people who may be HIV positive and don't want to be tested, but also at the entire community.
Yeah, I mean,
really, at all Americans.
The message is, if we can all essentially get comfortable with what HIV is, and it's an ailment, and it's treatable to the degree you can live comfortably with it, and then to a point where people are able to discuss it, they're able to deal with it publicly, then it will see significant change quickly. And I think we all have the ability to do that in our own way.
One piece of this is a website. www.weallhaveaids.com. What happens there?
What happens is that now there is a place to go. There's a place to go to get answers. There's one single voice of reason. And if how to get tested, how to find out what to do depending upon results of having been tested, how, if it's not me, if it's somebody I know and love, if you're here, if you're in India, if you're in South Africa, and then what does the results of those tests mean? All of those are essentially they're answers that could be found. They could be found here through a link which takes you through nohiv.com, but we take you there, and we also explain to you the merits and of the individuals of these role models who have, many of them spent a good part of their lives and their careers talking about the effect that HIV has had on so many of our lives.
As you mentioned a couple times, some of these people involved in the campaign are really veterans in the war. How much of the messaging is intended to reach the next generation?
Yeah, I think invariably that is what it is going to take, and this next generation is going to have to come forward. They're going to have to feel, get a genuine sense of the horror that they're going to ultimately have to deal with if they don't, and because there is this sense of complacency that has become somewhat prevalent in certain communities, and I think we're going to see that ultimately go away, because it's going to need to, and this next generation, who in fact are the ones that are truly at risk, are going to need to step forward and deal with this, and I believe eventually at a certain point they will.
The first campaign that you launched about AIDS was back in 1986. It's now 2005. Are you discouraged at all that you still are doing this on these age-old issues of stigma and discrimination?
it's a little discouraging and unsettling. And here we are 20 years later. We knew then how to contain it. We didn't know how to cure it. And it's not really any different today. But what is different is that we do have the means to make living with HIV/AIDS very tolerable, and to a point that people have become desensitized, which is, in some cases has worked against it and against this battle. I think people have become desensitized because they feel that they know people, but we very often hear of people, know of people who have HIV/AIDS, and they appear to be living visibly healthy lives. And we don't truly understand the mental toll, the physical anguish that they often live with, and the burdens that come with living today with HIV/AIDS.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kenneth Cole. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Jackie.